So let's review. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ha'omer l'shlucha yitzei v'kadosh le'isha stam u'meisa shliach asa b'chal nashim sheba'olam. If a person tells his agent to go out and give kedushin to a woman on his behalf, but he did not specify which woman, if the shliach died before coming back, he's prohibited in all women, because chazaka shliach eisa shlichusai, there is an assumption that the shliach fulfilled his mission and gave kedushin to a woman. However, ha'lo yada ha'iniu kadosh le. He does not know which woman accepted the kedushin. Therefore, asur b'chal anashim, because each woman may be kareivas ishtai, one of his wife's relatives who are forbidden, as Tesis explains. Midaraisa shari does lina basaruba. Actually, midaraisa, he may marry any woman because we assume that she is from the majority who are not kareivas ishtai. However, midarabanan asur mishum kenas sha'asur shliach stam. The chacham initiated a penalty because he made a shliach lekedushin without specifying which woman. However, this knas applies only to him. Therefore, l'didei aser, only he is prohibited to marry because of the concern that she is kareivas ishtai. However, l'achri nishari, all others are permitted to marry, and we need not be concerned that this woman is eishes hamishaleach, the one who accepted the mishaleach's kedushin, and an eishes ish, does lina basaruba. Rava adds, u'maydi Rabbi Yochanan be'isha she'ein lo le'bas, Birchen agrees that he is permitted to marry a woman who does not have any relatives who would cause her to be forbidden to this man, such as a daughter, daughter's daughter, son's daughter, mother, mother's mother, or a sister. This case is obvious because she cannot be suspected of being his wife's relative because she has no such relatives. However, Rava adds, V'afal pi shehoysa la'achis, and even if she has a sister or another relative who was married at the time he appointed the shliach but was divorced afterward, he is still permitted to marry this woman because there is no concern that her relative accepted his kedushin after the divorce, because the kedushin would not be effective because b'milsa dekayim mekamei mashvi shliach. When a person makes a shliach, he intends only for one who is eligible for him at the time of the appointment. However, he does not intend for a woman who was disqualified from him at the time of the shlichus, even though she becomes eligible afterward. The Gemara questions this from our Mishnah's halacha of Hareini Nazir v'alayla galeach Nazir, a person that states, I take on to become a Nazir and to bring another Nazir's karbonis. After hearing his nether, his friend also stated, and I take on to become a Nazir and to bring another Nazir's karbonis. Each one is obligated both to fulfill a nazir's and to bring a nazir's karbonis. However, if they're clever, each one would fulfill his own nazir's and then bring karbonis for the other, in which each person ends up bringing only one set of karbonis. The Gemara says, Basra ikukadmo kame. When the second person states valayla galech nazir, he did intend for the first person who was eligible, since he was already a Nazir at that time. However, kadma lekabasra kamei, when the first person states v'alay lekalech Nazir, he did not intend for the second person who was not eligible, since he was not yet a Nazir. If so, why does the first person fulfill this neder of v'alay lekalech Nazir by bringing the second person's karbanas? Therefore, the Gemara makes the following distinction. Regarding daitoi, his intentions, daitei b'milsa delekai mekamei, he intends for all, even those that are not eligible yet. Therefore, because when the first person states v'layla galech nazir, he intends for anyone who is or will be later a nazir. However, regarding shlichus, lo mashvi in a shliach el b'milsa demotzi aver hashda, a person can only make a shliach for a matter that can be done now at the time that he's appointing the shliach. However, he cannot make a shliach for a matter that cannot be done now, only later. Therefore, there is no concern for a kedushin to her sister that was divorced afterward, because the shliach could not give her kedushin at the time when he became a shliach, because she was married at that time. Zak the Mishnah, Harei alei legaleich chatzi nazir, v'shamach chaveri v'amar v'ani, if a person stated, I take on to bring karbanas for a half a nazir, after hearing his nether, his friend also stated, and I take on to bring karbanas for a half a nazir. Zimegalech nazir shalim, B'zimagalech nazir, shalom divrei meir. Meir says that you are each obligated to bring karbonis for a whole nazir. V'chachamim aimrim, zimagalech chatzi nazir, v'zimagalech chatzi nazir. V'chacham disagree and say that they are only obligated for karbonis of a half a nazir. Rava elaborates. Hakol moedim kol heichad amar chatzi karbonis nazir olai chatzi karbon maisi. All agree that if he stated, I take on to bring a half a karbonis of a nazir, he's only obligated for half of the karbonis, because as Tosfos explains, smach chatzi itzel karbonis. The word chatzi adjoins the word karbonis, in which he intends for half of the karbonis. And ashkechan palga karbonis, a person can obligate himself for half a karbonis. Also, all agree where he states, karbonis chatzi nazir olai kula karbon ba'isui. I take on to bring karbonis for a half a nazir. He's obligated for all the karbonis, because samach chatzi itzel nazir. The word chatzi adjoins the word nazir, in which he intends for a half a nazir, and loy ashkechan palga naziris. There is no half a nazir. Therefore, as the Rashi explains, ki ilu kibul karbonis nazir shalom, he's considered to have taken on the karbonis of a whole nazir. Ki pligi balishna demasnitin pligi. They only disagree in the Mishnah statement of harei alei lekaleach chatzi nazir, in which Rav Meir follows his opinion that tafas lashon rishon. We go with the initial part of his statement. Therefore, kiven da amah harei alei ichayiv akule karbon naziris. When he initially states harei alei lekaleach, he becomes obligated for all karbonis of a nazir. V'chikamar chatzi naziris lav kol kamine. But when he finalizes with chatzi nazir, he cannot modify his obligation. Therefore, zemegalech nazir shalom, v'zemegalech nazir shalom. However, the chacham hold, af bigmar dvarav adam nitfas, we also go with the final part of his statement, and he is considered to be saying, chatzi karbonis nazir olai. Because as Tosfos explains, lishna de chatzi koi a olai, v'loi koi a nazir. The word chatzi is considered to be referring to the word olai that refers to his obligation, and not to the following word, nazir. Therefore, zemegaleach chatzi nazir, v'zemegaleach chatzi nazir.